Many southern Sudanese are hoping the referendum and independence will bring new stability to their homeland. That hope is especially alive for a generation of South Sudanese who are known as the Lost Boys. They were children who were swept up in the violence that racked South Sudan for decades. In many cases, their families were killed before the boys fled. Many embarked on a harrowing journey on foot across Africa to refugee camps and eventually to other destinations, including the United States. While in the camp, some of the boys were interviewed by relief workers with the group Save the Children. The workers took the boys' photographs and tried to piece together their stories. For more than 20 years, the records of those interviews languished in boxes, says Kirk Felsman. He was a researcher at Duke University when he learned of them. He heard there were plans to throw them away. Felsman obtained a grant from the Mellon Foundation to have the records scanned and turned into a database. He said he thought the stories would help the Lost Boys, now men, make more sense of their lives.
And I think people, over the course of their lives, reshape their own narratives based on the information that they have. And this seemed to be a real imperative, because the files include not just the photograph or two, but it's got, you know, their whole genealogy and of the families. History and a lot of what the youth said about themselves when they crossed the border.
That database is now a reality. It's run by the Lost Boys Center in Phoenix, Arizona. Kual Awan heads the center. He was also among the Lost Boys who came to America about a decade ago. Kual was able to find his own file, recorded in 1989, in the database.
And then I was able to look on the internet and I saw my picture. They were like exciting. That was like the only childhood picture that I heard for all of my life.
Awan says the records have allowed many Sudanese to find lost friends and relatives.
Now some people are kind of finding out where others are based on that document, people that we didn't know they are alive. I was able to find out that some of my friends were in Australia, some were in Europe, and some were in Sudan.
Researcher Kirk Felsman says not all of the Lost Boys have found what they're looking for in the database. He tells the story of a young Sudanese man named David Bayer Gak, who now lives in Alexandria, Virginia.
He quite poignantly described for me the experience he had where one of his roommates, also a Lost Boy, found his file. And the kind of, I don't know, overwhelming reaction that he had, you know, seeing the pictures and seeing, the descriptions of family and of coming across the border. And in David's own case, he has yet to find his file. And he talked about how difficult it was to share the joy of his friend, very close friend, but his own disappointment. And that's a question for us about, are there files that have been missed? I'm sure there have been.
As for David Bayer Gak, he's hoping that more files of the Lost Boys will be found.
I do hope that I'll be able to find myself. Who knows? I would love to see a photo of myself when I was very young and be able to show my wife and my daughter. It will really complete the story.